Welcome to Newest, Latest, Best, the quick daily show to keep you in the know with all of the newest information, latest releases, and the very best that games have to offer. I'm Jeff Cannata, and today is Sunday, October 15th, 2017. It's become a bit of a Sunday tradition here on Newest, Latest, Best, and I'm loving it, to go through some of your top five games of all time. Several weeks ago now, I finally got up the will to compile my definitive top five games ever, in no particular order, and I put out the call for you guys to send in your top five games of all time as a call-in to this Anchor station. Super easy to do that, by the way. You just download the Anchor app, push the call-in button, and record your voice. And you guys have been amazing. I've gotten so many of these, and it's been so fun going through them. So today, we're going to spend some time talking about your top five games of all time. Please keep sending these in if you haven't sent in your top five yet. I'd love to hear it. But today, we're starting with a top five from David.
Hey Jeff, here's my top five games of all time, ranked in the order they happen. So elementary school for me was Legend of Zelda. I still have the whole map memorized. I know where every temple is. I just have so many memories of awe and wonder while playing that game. For middle school, it was X-Wing and Street Fighter 2. X-Wing, because it tapped into Star Wars love, but it also just made me feel like Wedge or Luke Skywalker, where you come out of hyperspace, and I had like the 15 keyboard shortcuts memorized to tweak engines and lasers and shields and all the quad shot, double shot stuff. Street Fighter 2 was great because that social arcade experience of going to the arcade, putting a quarter down, waiting in line, getting beat, having to go to the friend at school who knew all the moves and learn them and learn the combos, you still get smoked, but it was a really even playing field match with great skill. High school was Warcraft 2, first experience with modem multiplayer, whether I'm playing my friend down the street or eventually online in guilds and stuff, it was awesome. And college was THQ wrestling games on the N64. Woo! You know it. We had many dorm room battles.
Thanks for the awesome list, David. I love the fact that you put this into eras, stepping through your childhood. So many of us, in compiling our top five games of all time, go back to those first experiences or the best experiences of a particular time period that have such sentimental value to us. And I love how you contextualized your list that way. Let's talk about the game. Zelda, of course, nobody's going to argue Legend of Zelda is not one of the great games of all time. But if you take away that sentimental part, that time period of your life, I wonder if pressed, if even you, David, would double down on the fact that the first Zelda is the best Zelda. I understand why it has a place on your list, but is it the best Zelda? I don't think so. I think even Link to the Past probably outshines that first Legend of Zelda for me. Maybe more recent Zeldas even. Of course, a lot of people are saying Breath of the Wild takes it to an entirely new level, and you can't argue with that. I think that that's demonstrably true, but Ocarina of Time, even A Link Between Worlds on 3DS for me is really one of the best Zeldas ever made. But I think my favorite Zelda, flying in the face of conventional wisdom, I think my favorite Zelda of all time is Wind Waker. So there. Next up on your list was X-Wing, which is a game I loved as well as a young person playing on PC. If you loved X-Wing, if it brought that feeling of being a pilot in the Rebel Alliance, and that's really what you gravitated toward, boy, David, I hope you have played the Star Wars Battlefront VR mission that they released for PlayStation VR last year. I know we got Battlefront 2 to look forward to, and it just breaks my heart that they haven't announced any VR portion to that game. But the first, it's a short mission, but my goodness, is it worth trying. If you don't have PlayStation VR, I hope you can find a friend or some place that you could go and experience that, because there is nothing that will make you feel more like a rebel pilot than being inside the cockpit of an X-Wing, turning around, physically turning around and seeing the R2 unit behind you, looking down at the control panel, gazing out the window, firing your blasters at TIE fighters in 3D as it's enveloping you inside the cockpit experience. There's nothing like it. So, man, what an incredible thing. I hope you get a chance to try that. And Street Fighter 2, really, really close to being on my top five games of all time list simply because it had a huge impact on my life. There was a time when Street Fighter II was everything to me. When it was ruling the arcades, I would spend so much time and money and energy trying to get better, trying to be the best person down at the bowling alley or the mini putt golf course or the 7-Eleven, wherever I could find a Street Fighter cabinet, I was there trying to improve my skills, getting better at Chun-Li, getting better at Ken, all, you know, working on my Blanca and E Hondas, just trying to be the best. I mean, this was pre-internet leaderboards. This was where if you were the best at your arcade, you were the best. You were the dude. You were the guy. You were, man, those were the days. And I would literally fantasize about the idea of Street Fighter II like ending all the world's problems. Just having world leaders decide that we could just solve differences with a Street Fighter II contest, you know? You'd have the leader of Russia play Zangief and the leader of America play Guile, and that would be what you'd have to do. You'd have to have your champion, and then whatever happens, that's just you just have to accept it. idealism of youth. But yes, definitely behind you on Street Fighter II on that list. Warcraft II, also a big part of my life. Warcraft II was the first real-time strategy game that convinced me I loved them. It got usurped very quickly by StarCraft, and I think StarCraft is the superior game, but Warcraft II was the one I loved first.
Right-o. Work's done.
All that stuff. All of those sound effects will still be in my memory until I die. And then the THQ the THQ wrestling games are big, silly fun. I understand as nostalgia points, as points of cultural reference for you and your buddies in college, I can't argue with that. I don't think they're very good games. I know that you think they're balanced and excellent games. I don't agree. I don't think anybody's ever nailed the wrestling genre perfectly. I still think that there's a perfect wrestling game out there that nobody has made, but I grant you the fact that they're a blast and ridiculous fun with your buddies in a college dorm room. Okay, next up is another top five list. This comes from Kyle, and it has some twists and turns in it. Check out this list.
Hey Jeff, this is Kyle in Iowa calling with my top five favorite games of all time. Just like your friend slash co-host slash nemesis says, these are my favorite. Not saying they're the best. I just love these games. My first two, really traditional. You'll hear these on a lot of lists, but Chrono Trigger and Legend of Zelda Link to the Past. Still my favorite RPG and my favorite Zelda game of all time, even including Breath of the Wild. My number three, a little bit interesting, it's Tricky, To Rock a Rhyme. To Rock a Rhyme, that's right on time. Yes, SSX Tricky, that gem on the PS2. Love that snowboarding game, and I can't even count the number of hours I've sunk into it. The next one on my list, Bastion. Really love Supergiant and everything that they do. That game is beautiful, has wonderful sound, great gameplay, awesome narration. Love Bastion. And my last one, the one where people just kind of sigh and shake their head and walk away, Bayonetta. Take care, sir. Have a great one.
Hey, Kyle. Thanks for the call-in, man. This might be one of my favorite lists yet. It's just all over the place in a really fascinating way. So clearly, as I was just talking about in the last segment, you agree that the best Zelda of all time isn't the first Zelda. Link to the Past, I think a lot of people agree, is a great Zelda, one of the best, and I'm just having a chance to revisit that with the Super NES Classic Mini and reminded just what an amazing work Link to the Past is. And you bring up Chrono Trigger, which is one of those games that, why isn't that on the Super NES Classic Mini? I would love to revisit Chrono Trigger. You know, it wasn't one of those that resonated for me that would land on my top five, but so many people have such a soft spot in their heart, and really no game has done what Chrono Trigger did since it came out. What a great game to revisit on an NES Classic Mini. Why didn't that happen? I'm sure it's a licensing thing or some other junk reason, but it would have been a wonderful addition to that system. Another big, lengthy, and intense game that would be intimidating for me when I plugged in that retro console. And then you've got SSX Tricky. Ah, this is a game I spent countless hours with. Where's the new SSX game, by the way? Come on, EA. Get on that. Give us a new SSX on modern consoles. I would flip for that. Literally, because there's flipping in the game. Anyway, oh man, filling up that tricky meter. Do it. Love that game. And this is the first, I think, even remotely sports game to show up on anybody's list so far that we've done. And I'm surprised it took this long to get a sports game with the way people love sports games. SSX Tricky, of course, is exaggerated in fantastical sports, but still, I think this is a great addition to your list, but not as great as your next game, Bastion. What? Oh, I love Bastion. I wish I had the guts to put Bastion on my top five games. There just wasn't room. But I think that's going to be a game. It's a game I constantly think about. It's a game I constantly reference. I think it is one of the tightest, most sublimely controlled games ever made. Just getting into the challenge mode, where you're trying to go deeper and deeper, and just feeling like it is your skill up against the game. It really is a test of your skill, which so few games that are built like Bastion is built can say that. It is the systems, the variety of weapons, the way you can outfit your character with different skill builds. And it's beautiful, and it's got a cool narrative. Yeah, I give you mad props for finding space on your top five lists for Bastion, because it is one of my favorite indie games ever, and it has got a very, very, very firm place in my heart. I always bring up Bastion to people. So yeah, kudos. And then you turn, and then you make a swift left turn from Bastion into Bayonetta. Now, you prefaced your whole list saying it was your favorite games and not the best, so I can't fault anybody for picking their favorites. That's what this is about. We're about favorites here, and everybody's list is a perfect snowflake for them, and, you know, perfect and unique just for them. And I'm not going to criticize anybody's list, but I think Bayonetta is a fine game. But it is not even the best of its genre, in my opinion. Not even close to the best third-person action game. But I love that you love it, and I love that you put it on your list. I love how eclectic and off-the-wall your list is, and thanks for sending it in. Remember, we're going to keep doing this if you want to send in your top five games of all time. It's a fun process, just narrowing it down, deciding what makes your list and what doesn't and why. I love hearing it. Again, you can download that Anchor app and just send me a call in. I'd love to get more of these, and we'll keep on trucking until we've got no more top five lists to get through. But I'm sure enjoying the process. Thanks to everybody sending them in. I'll talk to you next time.